This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username here in moments on this live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And it's the Memorial Day weekend. That's, I guess, coming up on Monday. I'm sure a lot of people are celebrating, but what is it that they are celebrating exactly? We could talk about that stuff. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. That is kind of the point here of Free Talk Live. Also, coming up here tonight, if we get the chance, I would like to check in with the Libertarian Party National Convention. The presidential debate is slated to begin somewhere after 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it is being covered by C-SPAN. But as I just learned by going to C-SPAN's website, C-SPAN will not actually allow you to watch C-SPAN if you don't have a cable television subscription.
Turns out you have to pay for services, huh?
Well, yeah, but C-SPAN is well-funded, Mark. I mean, C-SPAN gets money from all kinds of cable systems around the country. And, you know, they're well-funded enough to where they have three C-SPANs at this point.
and they're all boring.
Right. And bandwidth is cheap. So, right, and considering that C-SPAN is basically people sitting and talking, you know, there's not a whole lot of motion. So when you're doing compression of video, the more motion there is, the more bit rate you have to apply to the video to make it look good. Otherwise, it looks like a blurry mess.
Yeah, sure.
It looks really ugly. So I think C-SPAN's got enough money to put a channel up on the web for people to watch for free, but they're just not letting you do that. So we'll see if we can find it through another means. My understanding, the Libertarian Party is actually streaming live. I just haven't checked their feed yet. So if we get the chance, we'll check in with the Libertarian Party's National Convention, where our friend and co-host here on Free Talk Live, Daryl W. Perry, who normally is not on the Saturday show. He sometimes does some fill-ins for us on Saturdays, but he works with us on the weekdays most of the time. And he is in this debate. This is the kind of the news of the day today was, you know, the question was going to be, were they going to include Daryl? He's running for president as a libertarian. He's looking to get the Libertarian Party's national nomination. And so that's why he's at the Libertarian Convention, which is this weekend in Orlando, Florida. There's already been sort of a pre-debate that happened a couple of nights ago early on in the event. And tonight, the official full-on debate, and C-SPAN has carried this for years. I mean, ever since the early 90s, C-SPAN has been carrying the Libertarian Party's presidential debate. Arguably, this may be the most watched of Libertarian Party presidential debates. There's a lot of people out there who are frustrated with their choices from the major two parties, whether it be Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. A lot of people are some people are saying they're not going to vote for the party that they've been voting for forever if they choose candidate X.
It's an interesting question. Here it is. It's Memorial Day, essentially. We still have till November for the parties to sort of shore up support. So you've got a lot of Republicans out there that are like, never Trump. And that was a thing for a while there, never Trump. Mm-hmm. But at this point, he's gotten the delegates needed to secure the nomination. Here's a little news for you. Donald Trump's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party.
You don't think that the Republican establishment can pull out some sort of special rule change or last-minute screwing of Donald Trump? At the convention?
It would be a really bad idea at this point.
Why? I mean, there's already tremendous division within the party.
Because there's that much it would tear the party apart.
I sure hope they do.
Yeah, well, that's why
I want to see the Democrats and the Republicans get torn into two different parties. That way, we actually have at least four major parties.
I think
that might give the Libertarians a chance.
More of what we want at that point. It would give more representation to everybody. But and the same thing's happening on the Democrat side. Many people are saying, "Look, I get that." Clinton supports many of the things that Sanders supports, maybe in a different way, but it's, kind of close. But, they just don't find her to be morally acceptable. Now, I'm not the one who's saying this. I'm getting it from my Democrat friends.
Okay.
And, you know, they just find it unacceptable. And I don't know what's going to happen. Are these people going to vote for a third party? Because here's what a lot of people don't seem to know. Bloomberg isn't going to get in the race. There's not going to be some dark horse get in unless they get in through a major party.
Bloomberg? I'm sorry.
Bloomberg is the former mayor of New York.
There was speculation that he might enter.
There's speculation that all kinds of people get in the race, but what Americans believe is that their political process is fair and open, and it's not.
And a lot of people have learned that now this year, thank goodness.
The only people that are going to be in the election, that are viable in the election, are going to be one of four parties. The Green Party might have enough. They might have enough states in order to actually elect somebody.
They usually do.
The Libertarians definitely do, and the Republicans and Democrats are in all 50 states.
Okay.
Libertarians, I think, are in like 48 or 49 or something like that. So those are your candidates. There's not some dark horse that's going to pop in. We're going to see who the Libertarians bring up by Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, by Sunday night show, we're going to know who the Libertarian nominee is.
We'll know that by tomorrow night. The Greens will know very soon, too. The Republicans and Democrats, we have their presumptive nominees. These are the people. If you're going to vote, you got to pick.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe. He's in Lakeside, California. By the way, our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about New York City. They've got a new fine. There's a lot of fines in New York City. They've got a new one for salty foods. Let's go first, though, to Joe, who's in Lakeside. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if you've heard of anybody coming in on a white horse in the convention in Orlando to throw their name in a ring. You know, for a while on your talk show, you talked about the ex-wrestler maybe coming in, or the Republicans trying to put somebody else in to beat Trump.
An ex-wrestler?
Yeah, Jesse Ventura.
Right. Yes. No, I don't think Jesse Ventura has been seen at the Libertarian Party debates or the convention this weekend. Vermin Supreme has made an appearance, which I'm excited about, but I don't think he's made it into the
debate. Vermin Supreme's the guy with the rubber boot on his head.
Yeah.
Right. He's probably added a little bit of excitement to the convention.
He has.
And fun.
I don't think he actually rode a pony in, but he's very into ponynomics. He believes every American should have a free one.
No, there's probably not going to be somebody last minute here, because at this point they've already selected the debaters for tonight. And it's going to include our friend Daryl W. Perry, who's running, Gary Johnson, who was the last time nominee for the Libertarian Party in 2012, a guy named Austin Peterson, who runs a clickbait website, and John McAfee of the McAfee antivirus fame, well as a guy named Feldman.
Feldman, yeah.
Not related to Corey Feldman.
There are five people essentially going to possibly, five people from which to choose. It's unlikely at this point that somebody's just going to pop in, but I suppose it could still happen.
That's why I want to know if it could still happen, because there's been a lot of talk about the Republicans trying to use this to get rid of Trump, and so I didn't know how progressive that
was. Wait. There's been talk the Republicans are going to use the Libertarian Party nomination process to get rid of Trump. How does that work?
They don't want Trump. They would, you know, they went after what's that guy that owns a basketball team, and Mark, he's on, gives people money to start up businesses.
Cuban?
He owns the Mavericks. Mark Cuban. Yeah, they tried to get him to run against Trump on independent. It's been in the news on that, so I didn't know if they were. You know, a lot of politicians are underhanded. They do a lot of stuff to try and get their own way, and so I did not know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many Republican interlopers there are in the Libertarian.
There are a lot of them.
Gary
Johnson and his running mate are two of them. So this is something that has been going on within the Libertarian Party. It's not going to get rid of Trump. I'd like to make that clear. Whatever it is, whatever finagling the Republicans are doing behind the scenes or in front of the scenes in the Libertarian Party, it's not going to get rid of Trump. Trump is likely, as you said, Mark, to receive the Republican Party's nomination. He's likely to go on to the general election ballot, and anything the Libertarians do isn't going to get rid of Trump. It's very unlikely that, even with all the anti-Trump mentality out there, that a third party is going to have a chance to win, although this year may be the best year that we've seen in our lifetimes for third parties. That's how I feel about that. Joe, anything else you want to share?
That's all. Thank you so kindly.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So what's been going on in the Libertarian Party for years now is an infiltration of arguably Republicans who have come in there to try to water the party down, to give it a, I don't know what their goal is, just to kind of screw the party over and try to make it less distinct, less unique, because the Libertarian Party is supposed to be a unique party, one that rejects the idea of aggression. We'll continue. You can join us. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number. number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can also join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content that's right there on the front page of the website. And it's a Reddit-based system, so it allows you to do that totally free. Freetalklive.com. If you need to promote something, maybe your business, or in my case, I'm using Vistaprint.com to promote the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree movie with a little full-color palm card that I made. If you need to promote your business, though, Vistaprint can help you out. In fact, you can get a special deal on 500 business cards for just $9.99 if you use code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live at the checkout at Vistaprint.com. You customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design of your own. If you want to upgrade the quality of the card, you can do that too. Thicker stock, brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print. They do it all over at Vistaprint, and they guarantee that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. It's super easy to use their online design tool. I've done it. You can go and give it a try yourself. And then when you're ready to check out, use code FTL at Vistaprint.com. Get 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Mark, I know you want to talk more about the Libertarian Party and the Republican infiltration in it here in moments. But first, let's go to Mike listening in Michigan at WZTK in Alpena. Hey, Mike. Mike in Michigan.
How are you guys?
Hey, we got you. Go ahead, Mike. Good.
The reason why Trump is actually going up in the polls and everything right now is because the majority of Americans are fed up with politicians, period.
I agree with you.
And the Libertarians, they just pick a politician. Gary Johnson last year used to be a governor, wasn't he?
Yep, he was a two-time governor of New Mexico, right?
It's been a few years since he's been the governor. He wasn't the governor last year.
Yeah, but, you know, there's another politician, and it's not going to work because it's an insurgent year.
Well, there are the people that are voting for Trump are going to vote for Trump. The people who are saying never Trump will want to vote for potentially a politician. Many of the people who are upset wanted Rubio or Carson or a variety of other politicians, and so those people could I mean, you would agree that there are people out there that want somebody who's experienced or whatever, It seems like if they were going to pick somebody, that those people are likely Republicans, and they would likely pick a former Republican governor. I think that's what much of the thinking is behind Gary Johnson as the nominee for the Libertarian Party.
Oh, yeah.
I will agree with my friend Ian. He's not as principled as our co-host, Gerald W. Perry.
And Gary Johnson is a good pick for the Libertarian Party, in my opinion.
You said he is or is not?
He is.
Why?
Because he does have experience in government.
Why would someone want to have someone with government experience? I mean, that usually means somebody who's experienced at lying and cheating and being a scoundrel.
But you got to remember, you got other. He's going to be the only one from the Libertarian Party. He's got to work with the rest of them to get stuff done.
Well, no, I would hope that a Libertarian would not work with the rest of Congress to get anything done unless getting something done means abolishing the existence of the state, and I highly doubt the Republicans and Democrats are going to want to work with a true Libertarian.
Then nothing will get done in Washington. We'd be at what we got now.
Right. You're talking, when you talk to Ian, you're talking to somebody who doesn't care about it working.
As far as I'm concerned, a good coat of fire is about all that's going to fix Washington,
right.
D.C. And I'm not advocating violence. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you're not a Libertarian, though, right?
No.
Are you somebody who's anti-Trump?
Not really. I'm anti-stupid people in Washington.
Hmm. Okay.
Which is what we got now.
Nobody's as dumb as all of us to put together, you know, and it's kind of what government is rule by committee is the worst way to rule, and government's the biggest committee around.
So why is it why do you think Gary Johnson's a good pick for the Libertarian Party? I mean, as someone who's not a Libertarian.
He's going to get the never Trump people to come over because he's got government experience and that's what they want.
All right.
If they don't want to vote for Trump, they're going to go that way.
Well, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, Mike. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Some people don't care as much as you do about the core principles of the party being...
There's a lot of those people who don't care. That's why Gary Johnson won in 2012, the nomination.
Well,
you don't care about principles.
You weren't that upset about him being nominated in 2012.
I wasn't happy about it. All I said back then was he's better than Bob Barr.
He is better than Bob Barr.
Which, that's not hard to, it's not hard to be better than a former head of the CIA, which is who the Libertarian Party picked in 2008, which is a perfect example of what I was saying before about the Republican infiltration into the Libertarian Party. The poor libertarians, I feel bad for them. I walked away from the party in 2008 because of this fall away from principle, and I know I'm not the only one. There are still some principled people like our own Daryl W. Perry who are in the party, and they're struggling desperately to try to have some influence over the direction that the party goes, but it seems like it is destined at this point to be a muddled version of the Republican Party, which is not what the libertarians are supposed to be. The libertarians aren't supposed to be Republican right. There are libertarians who come from the left. There are libertarians who come from not voting at all. There are people who come from all political spectrums to become libertarian because it's not about a political party as much as it is an ideal, as much as it is the concept of non-aggression, not using aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. And people like Gary Johnson and people like Austin Peterson, who are two of the candidates, the less principled candidates for the Libertarian Party's nomination this weekend, those are the people and their supporters who are responsible for watering the party down. But this is part and parcel of having a public organization that anyone can join. Anyone can sign their name to the Libertarian Party's statement of intent, or whatever they call it, their sign-up form, that has a statement at the bottom that says, I don't advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, or something close to that. And these people are signing that statement, and they don't agree with it. Austin Peterson is actively advocating to abolish that statement from the party because he doesn't agree with that statement. But yet these people are coming in and taking over the party. And it's sad because it means that it's just a watered down version of the Republican Party that's not going to attract people from all political spectrum. And it's not going to effectively communicate the ideas of liberty. But people like you, Mark, you're a Republican. You don't care about that, do you?
I care. I think that the Libertarian Party, what it provides to me is somebody to vote for who's an alternative to the Republicans and Democrats. And as a peace voter, I vote for the person who's going to kill the fewest people worldwide, and that's oftentimes the Libertarian. Maybe it's the Green, whatever it might be. And I appreciate the minor parties providing me with somebody like that. I can entirely sympathize and empathize with the people in the Libertarian Party who are saying, this is our opportunity. There's never been an election like this. Never before has what essentially is a Democrat taken over the Republican Party's nomination, and then now we can put up a very successful Republican governor, bring many of those Republican voters
in, and alienate people because we're not promoting the ideas of liberty. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, the Libertarian Party debate is coming up in about a half an hour in Orlando, Florida, where Darrell W. Perry, who's a Free Talk Live host, he's not generally on the weekends, but he's on during the week.
It's one of our main hosts.
Yep. And he's going to be in that debate. That was determined today. Who of the dozen-plus potential candidates of the people who are running for the Libertarian Party's nomination, who will actually be in the big debate, the televised C-SPAN debate? They did sort of a token process or something like that where each candidate had to recruit people who are delegates to give them tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top five or whatever token getters would get in.
Basically the top vote getters.
Yeah. So that's happening at 8 p.m. If we get the chance, we'll check in with the audio on that and see how it's going for Darrell. But in other debate news, Bernie Sanders has been challenged by Roger Ver. Now, who's Roger Ver? He's Bitcoin Jesus. And he wants to see Bernie debate Adam Kokesh, who's a well-known voluntarist, a principled libertarian. And the challenge has been on the table now for several weeks. No word yet as to whether or not Sanders has responded. If his recent news headline, I don't know if you saw this video, Mark, there was a Hispanic, I think it was Univision, one of their reporters was interviewing Sanders.
Yeah.
And asked him about the failure of Venezuela and some of the other countries in Latin America, the failure of socialism,
right,
specifically. And Sanders refused to answer the question. He's like, well, I want to talk about my campaign. Well, part of your campaign, sir, is talking about how you're a socialist. So why wouldn't you want to address this? Well, I'd like to talk about my campaign.
That's weird.
And yeah, so I'm just guessing here that at this point, Bernie Sanders is not going to respond to this debate challenge.
Well, I can tell you what his supporters would say. Well, look, we're not talking about that kind of socialism. We're talking about European socialism that has been successful. We're not talking about unsuccessful socialism in other countries, because they don't want to talk about that.
So I don't think he's going to respond to this, but the debate challenge is on the table. It's going to be socialism versus voluntarism, and Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator, and even better, Roger Ver is going to give, upon completion of the three-hour debate, $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. So $50,000 worth of Bitcoin apiece to whatever charity Bernie Sanders likes. If it's a communist charity or whatever, then he can get him a bunch of money, but I don't think he's willing to debate socialism. I don't think he's willing to defend it.
I find it difficult to imagine why he wouldn't take him up on it, but obviously he's not going to. These kind of things have been proffered in the past, and for whatever reason, they're difficult to actually make go. They're just sort of news items as opposed to making it work. For instance, the libertarian economist Bob Murphy was I think $100,000 for him to debate Paul Krugman. Krugman hasn't done anything. Just won't do it. Won't take $100,000 and give it to a charity. Nothing.
So you can learn more about this debate challenge at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Libertarian Party's presidential debate that's going to be happening at 8 p.m. tonight Eastern Time. We'll carry some of the audio here, I think, if we get the chance. Obviously, your calls come first. If you want to talk about whatever's on your mind, you can join us here. But the Libertarian Party, more relevant this year probably than any election in, at least in my lifetime, that I've been paying attention to. The Libertarian Party's been around longer than I've been around.
Yeah.
And so I haven't paid
Not close, longer than me, though.
I haven't paid close attention. Yeah, but you weren't paying attention either when you were
I was
kid.
Nursing.
So the Libertarian Party, I think, started in like 1970 or somewhere around then. And they've had their debates. They've had them televised on C-SPAN. And for the most part, Libertarian Party candidates and Green Party candidates have been ignored by the mainstream media. Every now and then, the mainstream media will sort of show them as a, like, oh, look, here's the sideshow of crazy. And so, you know, this time around, because of the whole Trump and Hillary / Bernie situation.
Right. Suddenly people are wanting some other options.
All of a sudden, people are looking for other options. And now is a time in history where it's easier than it ever has been to find those other options. I mean, if you think about it back in 1992 or 1996, yeah, you had the internet in 1996, but most people didn't have broadband internet access. Google didn't exist, basically, at that time. It was a little bit more challenging to find things, to find information. And, of course, now information is more accessible than it's ever been. So people who want to find alternatives to Trump or Sanders can do that more easily now than ever before. So I think this is going to be the best year for third parties. How much better of a year is ultimately a big question that remains to be seen. But I hope that it works out better for both the Libertarian Party and the Green Party this time around. So our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah. She's on the line in Albuquerque. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that, have you ever noticed that when a drunk driver causes an accident, they kill everybody that they hit or they break their legs? No. They get hurt really bad, but they themselves never get hurt. You know what?
Well,
they're so relaxed.
No, we looked into this. I used to believe this, but it turns out that's not true. So, I've actually checked into those claims. I used to say the same exact thing because I'd heard that. It's apparently an old wives' tale, relatively common claim that because someone's drunk when they get into an accident, they don't get damaged as much as the other people in the accident. I think you just hear about it often enough to where it sounds like that could be true.
Drunks and children, God loves them or something, I think it's the
statistics don't bear it out, Sarah. Where did you hear about that?
Just recently, like 2 weeks ago, there was a drunk driving accident. The people that they hit, he is in a wheelchair. They lived. The other one lost the eyes. But the woman, she was at the courtroom. Nothing wrong with her. Nothing, no back, neck, nothing broken. And I'm sure they got bruises and cuts or whatever, but there was nothing wrong with her. The guy that he's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems persuasive when you hear about those stories, but my understanding is just not true. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. There was a statistic, or there was a few studies that suggested that people who are drunk or have a high, you know, blood alcohol content are more likely to live through a traumatic injury, apparently, than people who aren't. But as far as like being able to...
You think that alcohol would make the blood flow out of the wounds more...
Faster?
Yeah. It won't coagulate the same way.
So anyway...
Obviously, you're not talking about enough alcohol to make a difference.
So what you got going on here, and Mark, you are one of these people. You're part of the problem.
I'm one of the people.
Case. Yeah.
I'm not part of the problem, Ian.
You are, because you're advocating for...
No, I'm
Gary
not a
Johnson.
Libertarian delegate. I don't...
Yeah, but you have, you know, you're trying to influence people to support Gary Johnson.
I'm not trying to influence them. I'm talking about what my preferences are.
Okay. Well, anyway, people like you are part of the problem with the Libertarian Party, where you've got these Republicans who want to grasp onto some sort of political structure that's not their own party for some kind of minor glory. I mean, I don't really understand it. You know, Bob Barr, who was for a long time, I believe, a U.S. representative out of the state of Georgia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Sort of a well-known drug warrior.
The head of the CIA. Why would he step down and essentially be the libertarian candidate for president? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, which leads me to believe there's something else going on here. And now, this is a little conspiratorial, but it's not...
It's something you've proffered in the past. There's agents provocateur in
yes,
the Libertarian Party.
I believe it. And it's not as though that is unprecedented. This is common in political parties. You laugh, Mark, but you must not, you must be new to this whole political politics thing. There are, you know, these sheep or the wolves in sheep's clothing that come along, and their purpose is to throw a wrench into the mechanisms of the Libertarian Party or the Green Party or whatever. I'm sure this happens in the Green Party. I'm just not, you know, involved with them. But it's these people that I don't know if the goal is to just destroy sort of an up-and-coming third party to make it less relevant, but that's certainly what they are succeeding in doing. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Anti-Trump protesters are in the streets in San Diego, hundreds of them clashing with law enforcement officers, chanting, F Donald Trump. They said the whole word. So we'll tell you more about that. You can also join us.
That'll
here.
Solve something.
We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Well, you know, this is interesting because during political campaigns, Mark, and I've been paying attention for a while through my adult life. I don't recall a presidential election where there are vehement anti-one candidate protesters. I mean, maybe it has happened. But
protesters, no. I mean, obviously, people have a preference, and I think most people
vote. But usually, they express their preference by supporting their candidate.
Yeah.
So usually, they'll go out and
they don't support their candidate. They vote. They vote for the candidate of the other party against whom they dislike. And usually, they tend to vote for the same party over and over.
No. I'm talking about people who go out into the streets and
right. The streets, yeah.
And will be seen on some sort of presidential candidate basis, whether they're at a debate or whether they're at a campaign appearance or something like that. You almost always just see someone waving their candidate sign. So if they support Donald Trump, they'll have a Trump sign. If they support Rand Paul, they'll have a Rand Paul sign. It's very rare that you will see somebody there with a I'm against this candidate sign or wearing a T-shirt. Somebody was wearing a anti-Trump T-shirt here in New Hampshire
or whatever
recently. And now you've got hundreds.
Trump's a rump.
You've got hundreds of anti-Trump protesters out in the streets. In fact, I saw a video from Luke Rudowski of We Are Change where Luke is in the middle of like what appears to be a fight between Trump supporters and maybe Bernie supporters. I forget who the other side was, but it was turning into an actual pushing, shoving kind of fracas. And it seems like people are more, I don't know,
fractured,
violent, fractured.
Yeah, I think that the things, I absolutely believe that this election, now remember, I predicted in 2012 that there would be a schism in the Republican Party. Yeah, I think I did that in about 2006, because the reason was is that I had seen that.
Wait, 2012 or 2006?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Just listen for a second.
Yeah. We keep changing the story. So.
Yeah, I understand. The story the story sounds like it's changing, right? From 2000 to 2006, we were in a all-Republican White House, Senate, and House of Representatives. I saw that, and then I saw that we were switching over to an all-Democrat one almost immediately afterwards.
Yep.
And somewhere in that time frame, I said, well, once Americans see that, you know, what these two parties can do, they're going to begin to, the wheels is going to come off this whole thing.
Hmm.
So we saw what all Republicans do for us. We saw what all Democrats do for us.
And we got bigger government, more intrusive, more oppressive than
same
ever.
Same thing, both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
Barack Obama's like George W. Bush III.
Yeah. Well, you can say that from your point of view. I'm certain that there are people that
disagree.
Are
you saying it's wrong?
I would say that there's, there's some nuance.
Did Barack Obama stop anything that George W. Bush did?
Did
he continue
the
all
Iraq
the Bush
war
program?
Got stopped.
No, there's
ultimately
still troops in Iraq.
There's certainly a lot of troops in Iraq, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, they're not engaged in active fighting.
Shut down Guantanamo Bay?
Neither did George Bush. I mean, Guantanamo Bay's been there since the 60s. I don't know what that has to do with George Bush.
You know what I mean, though. I'm talking about the prisoners
campaign
that
promise,
they have there.
Promise, yep. So, what I saw was that Americans were going to be unhappy with their political parties, and they'd want some real change. I predicted a schism in the Republican Party in 2012, and I think I mostly got that with the Tea Party. Now, it hasn't torn the party apart, but we still haven't seen the end of this. At this point, Donald Trump, by no means a principled small government conservative, just a guy who bloviates. Now, I think he deserves the nomination. I'm not against that. I think he's gotten the votes for the nomination. But one of the reasons I like him having the nomination is it just sort of goes to show, hey, you know, the Republican Party isn't about small government. It never was. That was just a lie they told people.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen in the future.
Hundreds of anti-Trump protesters, according to Breitbart, clashed with hundreds of law enforcement officers and chanted F Donald Trump and F the police as they were being cleared from the streets some 2 hours after presidential candidate Donald Trump was done speaking to a rally at the San Diego Convention Center. Law enforcement officers used loudspeaker equipment to tell protesters that the demonstrations were being declared a unlawful assembly.
Now that's interesting in a country that has the right to peacefully assemble.
Yeah, that's in the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Yeah, and I don't know what peacefully means.
Well,
but
the problem is
you should be able to talk or yell even.
So the problem is, Mark, when you get hundreds of people together, and then someone comes in and throws a rock,
right?
Someone comes in with a rock or a bottle or something, and then chucks it. Well, then all of a sudden the police can just say, "Aha! This assembly is no longer peaceful. You must all disperse, even if you never threw anything."
They'll say that anyway.
Yeah. But that gives them the excuse.
Yeah.
And usually it's the cops that come in undercover as agents provocateur and actually throw the first bomb.
There have been enough times when it's been proven that that's what happened.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, that's what happened at Kent State. Historically, we can see that. But remember how many Americans, older Americans, were basically like, well, they threw rocks at the National Guard. So, you know, what could they do but shoot? And that's what the attitude was at the time. And turns out that it was agents provocateur from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they reported on NPR, at least.
It happens over and over again. And so now you've got police yelling at these crowds through loudspeakers. Here's what was actually said. Quote, "I command all those assembled at 500 Harbor Drive to immediately disperse. You may move to L Street East. If you do not do so, you will be arrested. If you refuse to move, chemical agents and other weapons will be used."
Yep. That's how it goes.
Going on with the story here, the message came first in English, then again in Spanish. The message was repeated several times, including once from what seemed to be a helicopter hovering above. Nevertheless,
Didn't Donald Trump just say that Hispanics love him?
The anti-Trump protesters remain flooding the streets and refusing to move. Scores of law enforcement officers moved in with what appeared to be an organized plan to contain and move the protesters away from the area. After a considerable amount of time and effort from law enforcement, the crowd moved, but not before many climbed on streetlights and other sidewalk objects and taunted the officers. At one point, protesters began yelling, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go." As they were continually moved out, protesters could be heard repeating, "F Donald Trump and F the police." Several protesters were taken into custody over the several hours of protests. At times, altercations broke out between protesters and law enforcement. Signs used slurs in reference to the presumptive nominee, including a particularly hostile sign that suggested that Trump would die by the hands of the cartel within a week if elected president of the United States. I wonder which cartel.
I'm not sure.
That's interesting. So, you know, has this happened? For everybody listening, I want to know, has there been a presidential campaign in your lifetime? Because many people listening have been around longer than I have. That you can recall people in the streets against a candidate. Because there's been people, there have been conflicts between supporters of candidates before. Like if you went sure. to a Republican debate or a Democratic debate, sometimes the protests or sometimes the supporters of the different candidates will shout at each other or they'll chant. So like one side will chant for their candidate and the other side will chant for their candidate. But when has there been this? Maybe it's happened. I just don't recall. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. When was it, if it did happen, in which presidential campaign? And did you witness it yourself? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, also Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Mark, can you recall ever seeing it? Hundreds of people in the streets against Donald Trump.
I can't. I suspect that this is an issue of... people who of Latin American descent who are don't feel represented by Donald Trump. They feel like he called them rapists and whatever.
I don't know if there's any. I don't know if it's just people with Latin American descent. Mark,
they did give the.
It's San Diego, so there's people who speak Spanish there, so it makes sense where you've got a multilingual crowd.
I'm sure there's some people that feel the same
more than one language.
I'm sure that it was a mix, absolutely, but yeah. I'll bet that was a factor.
Let's go to Patrick in Philadelphia. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just a quick question. I sometimes tune into you guys periodically to watch or listen to Free Talk Live. Now, I would be right in assuming that you guys are anarcho-capitalists.
No, I don't much care for the term anarchist or capitalist. I'm a voluntarist, which means I believe all human interaction should be consensual. But if you want to continue the discussion, stand by. We'll bring you back after the news. More with Patrick. What is an anarcho-capitalist anyway? Sounds really bad. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Now, number two is coming up. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.